check out the Full Press Hockey Podcast with Jim Berenger, the best in the business. It's going to be great.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this Full Press Hockey Daily here on the Full Press Radio Network. I'm your host, Jim Berenger, the voice of Full Press Hockey. Big news in the National Hockey League. It's NHL trade deadline week, Friday, March 8th. We got some big, big news in the National Hockey League from Monday and from the weekend as well. We'll dive into some trade rumors. But New Jersey Devils have made a coaching change. Lindy Ruff is out as a head coach of the New Jersey Devils. Travis Green is in as the interim for the final stretch of this season. It was a long time coming. Full Press Hockey was all over it from the beginning. Sunday, after the LA Kings defeated the New Jersey Devils, a lifeless New Jersey Devils team, it all but closed the door and sealed the deal for Lindy Ruff. He couldn't come back to Prudential Center Tuesday night against the Florida Panthers. And there were rumblings Sunday afternoon on the East Coast as the Devils headed back from the West Coast. It was an important step for this team, but they were lifeless, no motivation. It appeared they quit on this team. It just, they were resigned to losing a hockey game. And that was like prior to they made the playoffs last year, 2022-23, second round. The year before that, they just gave up. They didn't care. They were resigned. They didn't try. There was no effort. You're down 4-1. Your playoffs lives are on the line. It was just like, all right, we're not making the playoffs. Can't have that. Lost the room. Lost Jack Hughes. Jack Hughes made some comments after the game as well. So this team needed a new voice. It probably needed to be done 3 weeks ago, maybe a month and a half ago. And again, it's not all on Lindy Ruff, right? Tom Fitzgerald had a need to fill, the general manager and Devils president, and he didn't do it, right? He needed a number one goalie. He didn't get a number one goalie. The direction of this team was different. Younger defensemen didn't have veteran defensemen. There, you lose Graves, you lose Severson. They weren't coming back. They weren't taking short-term deals. And you paid for it. But the team also didn't play defense, right? Guys running around, missing assignments, the regression of Siegenthaler, the regression of John Marino. Dougie Hamilton's out of the lineup. Jack Hughes has been in and out of the lineup. Nico Hischier's been in and out of the lineup. Timo Meier's been in. Yeah, they're outs, but the outs were getting to a point where this team just wasn't watchable. And that's why Tom Fitzgerald made the decision that he did. Now, we're going to hear more about it on Tuesday about why the timing now. Look, the Devils have been in trade talks with the Calgary Flames over Jacob Markstrom. Jacob Markstrom played under Travis Green when he was in Vancouver. So if the Devils are going to make a push, the time is now, but it doesn't seem like Calgary is going to be making a move. They're still in playoff contention. They want to keep him, but and we'll get to this in a little bit. Markstrom was kind of resigned with the fact that he was getting traded and wasn't. But the Devils, look, this year was a big year. Lindy Ruff got a multi-year extension at the beginning of the year. Probably was too early. You should have seen how this season played out before you did it. Now, he's the second coach that got an extension at the beginning of the year, and he's gone. You know, Tom McClellan being the other one in L.A. Look, these coaching changes, they seem to work. You get a nice little boost look in Edmonton. We kept saying it. You need a number one goalie. You didn't get the number one goalie. This team could make a run if they had a number one goalie. Go back to the beginning of the season. What did this Devils team need to get over the hump? Can they make a deep run? Yeah, if they have a number one goalie. They just didn't want to part with pieces. Dawson Mercer seems to be an untouchable. Alexander Holtz's name has been dangled. Guess what? Now they got no back. They have no number one goalie. They have two backup goalies. Defensively, they're not playing well. And now you're finding yourself 10 points out of a wild card spot. This was an important stretch. You had a big game against Philadelphia Outdoors. You come out great. Then you're lifeless against Washington, lifeless against the Rangers. You win against the Canadiens. You play decently against Tampa. But again, the adjustments, not trying to adjust, needing offense, not playing the right personnel, power play, PK. You know, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again until you get the desired result. The results weren't there. You go back to the beginning of the year with Lindy Ruff. Preseason, we get that. But chemistry matters. making the move to take Holtz off the line with Meyer and Heischer and put Mercer there screwed up this whole system and this whole season. Because you had four lines that were rolling. Now guys don't know what they're doing. Where assignments, you don't know who you're playing with. And Alexander Holtz, and I want to keep beating a dead horse, but he shouldn't be playing in the bottom six. Shouldn't be playing on a fourth line. Guys like Chris Tierney and Curtis McDermott. That does him no good. Okay, if he gets traded, he probably flourishes in some place, like Calgary. Look what Sharon Govich and Coleman are doing. But the Devils needed a new change of voice, a new change of direction. It needed to happen months ago. And now Tom Fitzgerald, with 20-something games left, makes a coaching change. Can they still make a run? You better get a goalie if you're going to do it. You better start playing better defensively. You're going to do it. Look, that's the one thing Lindy Ruff said. Keep shooting yourself in the foot, making the same mistakes over and over again. You know, they took pride in playing defense last year. They're playing poor defensively this year, and it's hurting them every single game. But the starts are poor. You've given up first goals, can't hold on to leads, can't get a save. It's not on Nico Dawes. It's not on Akira Schmidt. These guys are just playing too much hockey, and you don't have a number one goalie to cover the flaws in this team defensively. And you need more from your guys. Plott, Holla, Mercer. You know, Nico's doing as much as he can. Jack Hughes is doing what he can. But certain guys also have to be held accountable, and they weren't. It's the same guys being held accountable. You got to change things up. Brendan Smith does not go well with Luke Hughes. So there was a lot of things that led to Lindy Ruff firing. Jack Hughes saved his job once. He wasn't going to do it twice. And now the Devils have Travis Green as an interim coach, and it's going to be interesting to see where they go. Do they stick with Travis Green? This seems like an audition for him. You know, do they look at Mike Sullivan if, and that's a big if, the Penguins decide to make a coaching change? Do you go Craig Berube? Do you do Bruce Boudreau? Do you do Gerard Gallant? And the list goes on. Do you get the White Whale out in Europe, Rickard Gronberg? Do you look at Kevin Dineen in your system? Or do you pick up the phone and say, okay, Scott, we're sorry how everything happened. Would you like to come back to the organization and help this team succeed? And the Scott I'm talking about, Scott Stevens. More on that in a little bit. So, look, I think the Devils would be wise to bring Scott Stevens into the organization. I think he was a great defensive coach. I think he was a good head coach. He can fix a lot of what's going on. He's played the game. He understands the game. The Devils need to play better defensively because it'll help their goaltending. You saw it in Edmonton. You saw it in Nashville. You saw it in L.A. Ottawa at times. Minnesota at times. St. Louis at times. This was a big stretch for this team. And now the Devils find themselves with a new head coach. And it's on the players, too. Like, the players are not faulted here. They are at fault. And now this team has to swallow their pride and go work for Travis Green, and we'll see what happens. We'll see what comes of it. The Devils have a new head coach. Elias Pettersson signed an 8-year deal, $11.6 million AAV with the Canucks. He was always going to be a Vancouver Canuck. He was not going anyplace else. That's where he was going to stay, and he does, and it's a great extension. There was a lot of fodder out in Vancouver. Oh, he's going to get traded. Oh, this is going to happen. Petey was going to sign the contract when Petey wanted to. It was like William Nylander in Toronto. He was going to take the season to decide. It got done in Toronto a little quicker. But Petey didn't want to talk about it. Let his agent handle anything. It became a distraction. He didn't like it. His game dipped a little bit. The threat of being traded by Jim Rutherford and Jesperi Kotkaniemi, Marty Nietzsche's picks, and there better have been a third good player to replace his production, or else Vancouver would have been fleeced. But I doubt this really was going to happen. And when you saw all these trades, oh, where's he going to go? He's always going to be in Vancouver. He's always signing a deal in Vancouver. They wanted him there. The real question is, what's Vancouver going to do? Because Vasily Podkolzin is up. It's kind of like a showcase for him because they're in the Jake Guentzel sweepstakes along with the Vegas Golden Knights. You know, could Vegas get Riley Smith back? Could they look at Tyler Toffoli? Don't think so. As we said, it looks like New Jersey is going to keep Tyler Toffoli. They want to sign an extension, maybe 3-4 years. But again, we got to see what the AAV is. He's going to get the bump that he gets now. Do you go 4.5, 5? Potentially. But you know you're getting money coming back in. If you get a goaltender, if the price is right, they really like him. They don't want to trade him unless the package is perfect for them because they really like what he brings to the table. So Vancouver, they get their man. Patterson stays. They got a real winner out there, so it's going to be interesting to see what they do. Then obviously the Calgary Flames, they trade Chris Tanev to Dallas. Great return for him. Now Jacob Markstrom, Noah Hanifin, I think that's where they're looking. Hanifin first, but Markstrom made some comments on Friday, but he was frustrated. He doesn't like the way management handled things. Look, Markstrom from the beginning has always said, take it to me if it was serious enough. He just wanted to play. 4 weeks ago, he said, look, it's out of my control. It's up to this team. They haven't come to me yet. This is supposedly when the deal was going down, when they were in Jersey. So it was real enough and it was serious enough to bring to the player. The player had the mindset in his head that said, hey, I'm probably getting traded. I'm probably moving family, all this stuff. Doesn't happen. His play has not dipped. The Flames are on a 5-game winning streak. Ownership stepped in and said, well, we still have a chance to make the playoffs. We're not going to do it. He can get hot. And here we are. And now, if something can change in the next 5 days, great. But the Devils' goaltending, as documented on Full Press Hockey numerous times, is going to wait till the summer. Unless something changes and there's a miracle in the next 4 days, the Devils' goaltending situation will probably wait till the summer. And they want Jacob Markstrom. He is their guy. They've looked into Linus Olmark. They looked into UC Soros. Can they get it done? Merzlikins is day-to-day. So I think that's going to wait. Again, we're Nashville. We talk about UC Soros. There was a potential deal there. They re-signed Tommy Novak. 3-year deal. That's a great signing for them, a significant signing. Barry Trotz liked the player, but like with Soros, unless it was the right package, a high-priced package similar to what Tanner Janot got, he wasn't moving him, wasn't going to the Rangers, he wasn't getting moved, period. He signs a nice AAV, $3.5 million, 10.5 total. So that takes the center off the board. Again, it was a high price to pay for any team looking to acquire him, but Soros and the Preds are on an 8-game heater, so they're in the playoff picture, and they're not going to be sellers right now. So where do you look? Out west, Frank Vetrano, Adam Henrique, Alexander Weinberg, Jordan Eberle. But the Kraken need goal scoring. They can't afford to do it. They can't afford to lose them. That's been their problem this year. It looks like they're going to try to re-up him. They're probably going to try to re-up another player as well. You know, the Devils want to re-up to Foley. So the Rangers have been looking at Vetrano, Weinberg, Henrique. So we'll see what happens there. Nashville's kind of become the team that's not going to do much. Could Florida jump in on one of the San Jose players like Anthony Duclair? So a lot going on as we head to the NHL trade deadline. This has been Jim Berenger, Full Press Hockey Daily on a Full Press Radio Network. Take care. Have a great day. Trade deadline coming up real soon.
Barry Trotz, Nashville Predators, making sure you're listening to Full Press Hockey Podcast.